All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Deejin Dash podcast, presented to you by the Grapple Talk Network, available off Podbean. You can get this at iTunes, Google Play. Is that what it is? I don't know. I guess you already got it if you're listening. If you are listening, in fact, you already have this. This is not a commercial. This is like, you know, it's just like when WWE Network has their commercials for their original programming. While you're watching their programming, you're like, I already bought it. I already have the network. I already spent the whatever it is a month to get it. Why are you... You already sold me on it. You know what I mean? So I will stop selling you on this podcast. Welcome. There we go. That was a fun little intro, wasn't it? A fun intimate look inside my onset dyslexia. So welcome to the Deejin Dash podcast, guys. I do apologize for the gap in between episodes. It's been kind of a weird thing. I recorded some stuff. I tried recording some stuff right after Stadium Mania 4. Didn't work out because my recorder thingy wasn't working and my phone wasn't working and whatnot. I tried recording it. Then I recorded some stuff last week for some strange reason. Sorry about the coughing. God, I'm the worst host, this hunk of shit. I recorded some stuff last week, but iTunes wasn't syncing, I guess, over at Grapple Talk HQ. Oh well, rocking and rolling. This bad boy's coming out. Backtracking, I guess, to Stadium 84. It was an awesome, awesome show. It was really, really fun to be a part of. Something definitely special brewing over at Wisconsin Professional Wrestling. And not to slight anyone who's helped run it before, who's been with us in the past, but props to Ben McCoy, Bulletproof Ben McCoy, for putting a ton of faith, I guess, in the boys. You know, normally at Stadium Mania, we have a couple of indie names or a couple of old, WWE legends and whatnot to try to pack them in, I guess. This year was the first year where we only had one. We just had Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Awesome, as always, to see him. He's just as gregarious and hilarious as he appears to be. Awesome guy. This year we decided to just put a little bit more faith in the boys that we can draw, and we packed it in. We packed, I think, 280, some counts 240, some counts 280. It was a really, really fun one to be a part of. And going, I guess, off of that tremendous high, I experienced just a little bit of a depressing low because there was a bit of a hangover. Once the main event was announced in early June, I more or less spent, I'd say, 8 weeks, 9 weeks thinking about this one match every single day, texting about it, thinking about it, doing my tape study at the gym every single day. I would just concentrate and try to focus, and I really try to use some mental visualization going into that match, main event match, obviously, with Young Money, Colin Brooks, and Adam Grace, who are on this podcast, and I felt like it turned out really, really well. Every single day, I just thought to myself, Jordan, you just got to think the picture, see the picture, and be the picture, and not be afraid to make mistakes, and using, I guess, those basic principles of mental visualization, I felt like we pulled off a good one. So it was a really great show. Once it's available on DVD, thanks to the guys at, thanks to Jesse Von Ruhe and Ryan Brown, once that's available out there, definitely catch it. I know I will be buying it, obviously, for personal reasons, rather, I guess. I had a little bit of a lull, but then the weekend after that, I headed out to RCCW in La Crosse. My tag team partner, Joey Mr. Jet, as my brother Lucas calls him. Joey Avalon had a match on RCCW, so rather than have him go out to La Crosse and have to come back and then go to St. Paul the next day, I said, F it, took a half day at the office, went over to La Crosse, checked out some wrestling, had some fun, had a hot dog, had a couple of beers with Randy Fitzsimmons' wife, and it was actually a fun time. It's always fun to see someone who I'd say just about was my best friend in the business, Avalon, crush it with Jared Jax. Jared is awesome, so good. Such an underrated wrestler, in my opinion. Every single thing he does is very smooth, and there's no like jaggediness to it. He's tops. He's absolutely, in my opinion, one of the more underrated wrestlers in the States. So it was fun. It was a real fun time. Afterwards, myself, Nikki Duche, AC Riley, Jesse Von Ruden, and Maru, and Corey, we all went to Perkins, had some chicken tendies, you know, just Rick rolled all over the place, did some power rankings of people sitting at the table. It was a pretty good time. And then Jesse Von Ruden actually put up me and Corey at his house. So we didn't have to spend money on a hotel. So shout out to Jesse Von Ruden for being a real good deech instead of a bad Bob and putting us up. So we appreciate it. It was a good time. It was a really good time. Next day, got up, all bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, hit KT for some breakfast. Went to the laundromat so Corey could, Corey Joey, screw it, I don't really care, could air out his laundry, air out all his dirty laundry. And it was pretty interesting because I was just sitting there enjoying myself. They had a nice little radio playing. And all of a sudden, I look behind me and water is dripping from one of the washers. And then a little more water. And then a bunch of water. And it was quite the spectacle to see because I've never seen that happen before where it just starts leaking all over the place. And this woman comes up to us. She's like, "Hope you guys are enjoying the show because you're going to be up to your necks in water." I said, "Well, I'm not so sure that's really how it's going to work because there's doors everywhere. But I hope we get this resolved at some point." I don't know. Kind of a lame story. Maybe it was funnier in the moment. You should have been there. All of you people listening. All eight people listening. You should have been there to see the laundromat flood. So, then after that, we drove up to St. Paul. Had a beautiful drive. Country jams on the radio. St. Paul for Battleground, Pro Wrestling Battleground. If you are not going to Battleground shows and you're in the Minnesota area, or Minnesota area, the state of Minnesota, if you're in the Twin Cities area, even if you're in La Crosse or Eau Claire, anywhere, you got to be hitting up Battleground. Something is awesome going on there because there's this really fun mix of established veterans such as Cody Rice, who wasn't on the show, but Cody, Darren Corbin, Venom, Angry Dragon. You got this fun mix of these vets rolling in with guys like Scott Storey, who's been around for a few years now, Downtown Petey Brown, a.k.a. Downtown Petey Brother, Cal Creed, Tomahawk Kid, who Corey and I defended our belts against, our Pro Wrestling Battleground Tag Team Championships against, and Airwolf, you know, obviously, what's his name, Psycho Killer, I can't remember his name right now. I'm a really, really bad podcast host. Well, I'm currently in my underwear sitting in my bedroom, so maybe that's just the ebb and flow of it. But in any event, check out Battleground. It's a fun time. Check out their YouTube, Pro Wrestling Battleground on the YouTube. Every single match is always great. Just a bunch of really fun matches, and it's a spectacle to see, so definitely check that out. So, that was my weekend. And then this past weekend, so I'm just going to tell you about my life. Screw it. I've already told you I'm in my underwear. You might as well listen to more about my life. This past weekend, I had ACW 19 at the Oshkosh Masonic Temple. That was a good time. Fun turnout for that. I wrestled Johnny Smash, J Smash, as he is in my phone. Had a fun match. That's actually the first time ever wrestled that guy. And we used to go to UPW all the time back in the day. So it's fun to wrestle someone who, you know, even though I've known him for a long time, never got in the ring with. It was a good show. It was a really fun time. Afterwards, Kingaroo, Sadus, Steve, Colin Brooks, and Corey, they all drove down to my parents' house with me in Fond du Lac. We had some marshmallows, we had some pizza, we had some drinky winkies, and we sat by a bonfire till about 4 in the morning. There were no feral pigs, as Steve and Corey were so concerned about, but it was fun nonetheless. And then the next day, we had, this past Saturday, we had the corn roast in my hometown, Oakfield, Wisconsin, at the Oakfield Conservation Club. Really, really fun turnout. We were a little unsure about what the draw was going to be, but a lot of people came out, packed the house. Show was fun. It was a quick show. It was a really good show. And all the boys just crushed it. And afterwards, we ate about $500 worth of cheeseburgers and hot dogs, it felt like, and drank a bunch of beers. So that was my weekend, guys. I hope this hunk of shit, I hope the eight people are still listening to this. With no further ado, here is the interview with Dojo Boys. Well, no, they're not the Dojo Boys anymore. They're split. Best Around, Adam Grace. Young Money, Colin Brooks. It's another weird one. If it sounds a little rushed, it was. It was recorded at Stadium Mania. I meant to push back a bunch of time for it, but oh well, what you gonna do? Just listen, have fun, and see you in a bit. Thanks, bye.
This is Chris from Spot Monkey Media. Are you a professional wrestler, a promoter, a business owner? Spot Monkey Media is graphic design for the wrestling professional. We offer design services for t-shirts, event posters, 8x10s, logos, and even ring gear. But if you're not in the wrestling business, we work outside the ropes. Go to spotmonkeymedia.com for more information. Spot Monkey Media, create your legacy.
Hey, this is Dave Dynasty from the Dave Dynasty Show. Hey, check out our weekly podcast where you get my take on wrestling headlines. I answer listener questions and I interview your favorite independent wrestling stars. You can find us at www.davedynasty.com or look up the Dave Dynasty Show on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Thanks for your support.
For the latest pro wrestling news, keep it locked to www.gerweck.net. Gerwick.net. Pro wrestling since 1997.
Hello, wrestling fans. Colt Cabana coming to you live from the 1 Hour Tease Arena in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. The pro wrestling action has been great so far. As you can see, Joey really dominating the ring so far. There's a beautiful belly-to-back suplex. And looks like Joey's shirt has been ripped.
What's up with that? You ripped my shirt.
Let's go check an instant replay, see exactly what happened. There you can see Joey's shirt ripped from the collar, and that's not good when you're trying to wear your pro wrestling t-shirt.
Man, you ripped my shirt. It's my only shirt. Joey.
Hey, it looks like Ryan from 1 Hour Tees just threw Joey Ryan a brand new t-shirt.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Tees.
ProWrestlingTees.com, over 3,000 wrestling t-shirts designed and sold by pro wrestlers. Wrestlers such as Steve Austin, CM Punk, Macho Man, Mick Foley, DDP, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Scott Hall, Ted DiBiase, Colt Cabana, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, and the entire Bullet Club. All stores owned by pro wrestlers. Support pro wrestling today and visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
Tune into the Indie Power Rankings reveal every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, Filling the Void Radio Network. You can also subscribe to Filling the Void Radio Network on iTunes. Give a follow to the Indie Power Rankings on Twitter at Indie Power Ranking, no GS. Instagram at Indie Power Rankings. On Facebook, facebook.com/IndiePowerRankings. You can also go to the website where you can see the top 10 for the week, the tag team top 5, anything else independent wrestling related, indiepowerrankingsipr.wordpress.com.
Take all your breath away when you inhale.
Dad, I don't take my breath away. You take my breath away.
Jesus.
So we're rolling. That's how you do it. You just let him talk naturally about cigarettes and inhaling and exhaling.
Bob Squad's here.
And So, boys, welcome to the Degen Dash podcast.
Thank you for having us. It's an honor.
We got Colin Brooks and we got some Adam Grace action, or the Clarkinator, as we like to call him.
No one's called him that.
I call him Clarkin.
Yeah, Clarkin. You called him the Clarkinator.
So, how are we doing, boys?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good.
It's really hot.
It's really hot. What's a good word with you, with both of you? How about Brandon first? How's the wrestling scene?
It's going well. It's about as good as it could go. I mean, traveling a lot more. Yeah? New places, yeah.
Where y'all wrestling these days?
You know, the usual ones. WPW, and then lacrosse has been a home now for a while, but I recently added GLCW because they got some shows coming up this fall that I'm on.
Nice.
And UWE in Michigan.
Okay.
Worked for them pretty much every show they have now, so it's pretty cool.
What about you, Brooksy?
Just the the usual rotation. RCCW, WPW, ACW. Those are the three big ones. Other ones here and there when possible.
Yeah?
I don't know if I got any lined up right now, but...
Your boy Brandon isn't getting you on any of these shows at all?
No, he's not.
What a bad friend.
I can't annoy him any more than I already have about it.
I mean, if you want to annoy him, just call him a bad deech. He hates that. So, boys, just wanted to have you on here as we're about 2 hours away from Stadium Mania. I was going to interview somebody else. I was going to interview Colin last week, but we ran out of time at ACW because he was planning out a fucking high spots flippy kick match with Stash and Tommy. And we just ran out of time. Plus, he had
fun's not allowed there.
Huh?
No fun allowed.
I had fun.
Yeah, guys, just kind of wanted to get inside your collective heads here as we, biggest show of the year, the main event. Just wanted to let you, kind of get inside your heads.
Brooksy, what are you thinking about? How are you feeling about it?
Tonight's big. I mean, it's like, realistically, I started wrestling not to like, didn't set unrealistic expectations. I didn't think I would be in, WrestleMania or WWE wrestling in front of a million people. But like, realistically, I understood that in all likelihood, my bread and butter is going to be in Wisconsin.
Sure.
And the main event of the biggest show of the year.
As your boy Brandon over here checks his hair.
Yeah, that about sums up the Brooks Grace dynamic right there. This is as big as it gets.
Yeah. Brandon, how you feeling?
Well, I mean, Stadium Mania is always a special one. I think to me more than anyone else is because my debut match was at the first ever Stadium Mania. And
sure. 2013?
Each 2014.
2014?
Each match has just been getting bigger. The second Stadium Mania is when we won the tag belts. And the third one last year is where I can honestly say, like, that's the only time I ever felt like I stole the show was last year, Stadium Mania 3. Never before, never again have I, like, been able to honestly say, like, yeah, we were the best match of the night. Not to knock anyone else. Everyone sure. did great. But I really think the four of us last year brought our A-game.
And who's all in that match?
It was me, Colin, Sadist, and Ben McCoy.
Okay.
And tonight I'm just looking to, it's a big one. Just because I never thought I would be in the main event of Stadium Mania 3 years ago when I first started, and not especially so soon.
Every Stadium Mania has gotten like bigger and bigger and bigger, and like this one, like I don't know how it could get bigger next year.
Sure.
And this is my fourth one in a row with Colin, whether it's been on his team or against him.
Sure.
So literally every Stadium Mania we've been together, it's pretty awesome to be able to do that with your best friend. So, we actually, speaking of that, we need to take our annual Stadium Mania selfie.
We need that selfie.
Yeah.
So going into that, I mean, you two more or less broke into the business at about the same time. I met Brooksy first at a Bruno show up in Abrams. He came with Garrick, and apparently I instantly disliked him.
Yeah,
I've been told.
You definitely didn't like me.
I didn't like you because you were smoking a cigarette, and I was like, how can a person be a wrestler if they're going to be burning grits all over the place, especially the way you smoke them? And Brandon, you remember me before I remembered you, but you remember me from a Bruno show because I kept on going boo and hiss.
Yeah.
You hated me.
Yeah.
I was on the outside.
Fan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you were the self-trained wrestlers back then, brother.
Self-trained wrestler, STW. Yeah. I was Titan. That was my name.
Did you like that
Titan?
Reference?
What?
Yeah, it was my wrestling name, an STW.
You and Steve had the same yarder names?
Yeah.
Was it? How was it spelled? Was it just standard?
T-I-T-A-N.
See, I should have spelled it with a Y.
M-O-U-S-C. Yeah.
Mouse?
Yeah, you ever heard that? Mickey Mouse? The Mickey Mouse Club? You don't know the Mickey Mouse song?
No, man.
It's M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. Mickey Mouse. Am I dating? Am I aging myself right
now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've
you're
never 24? Heard that.
You're 24?
25.
25 already? And you're 20?
Mm-hmm.
I'm only 29. I can't be that much older than you guys. Maybe in terms of years, but...
It might be breaking news to the world that's listening to this podcast, but me and Grace are not the same age. Surprisingly.
No?
People think we are.
Are you not twin brothers?
They think we're the same person.
People think I'm older.
They think we're the same person.
Last night I was at fucking NXT in Green Bay, and someone's like, hey, you're Colin Brooks.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes!
So, but yeah, you guys...
We don't even look alike anymore.
We never did, really.
I could see the difference.
We had the short, dark hair.
When I had the short, brown hair.
Yeah, you're like about as different as you can get from when you first started out.
Yeah, man.
How's that feel?
It feels good. Just, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't have this. I don't really like the haircut, the man bun thing. It's...
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have it if I didn't wrestle. And I certainly wouldn't be blonde if I didn't wrestle, so... I'm willing to change my personal look for my career, I guess. I certainly look... My body looks a lot different, I've noticed. In old photos, I added on probably 15, 20 pounds-ish in 3 years. So
I remember when you were first starting out training, I kept on saying to wear a fucking mask in the ring because I hated your face.
Yeah.
I still hate his face, for the record.
I was like, you're too young-looking. You're too good-looking and young-looking. You got to put on a mask. And I really wanted you to be like a Jigsaw for Shikara. I wanted you to wear one of them masks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But, yeah, Brooksy,
what about you? What's going on in your mind?
What's going on?
You don't get to ask the questions.
I'm the interviewer.
Interviewing you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing
the interview now.
Oh.
How much do you make a year after taxes?
After taxes? I do not want to say that. That's a very depressing number.
Oprah Winfrey, Barbara Walter's your wife. Bang one, marry one, kill one.
My wife is non-existent. I'm just an engaged oosf right now.
Well, that's from Step Brothers. I hope you got the reference. Me and Brooks.
I don't like Step Brothers that much. I like Blades of Glory way more. Blades of Glory and Semi-Pro.
That's a hot take.
Way better. Way better than fucking Step Brothers.
I was glad you got that reference.
Yeah, of course.
Step Brothers.
We're doing the interview now.
Yeah. Step Brothers stinks.
We're going to interview you.
Okay, that can sometimes be a useful strategy.
Fucking millennials.
Okay, so answer the damn question.
What's going on
in your mind tonight?
I'm just looking forward to a good time with my friends. I'm looking forward to having a drink ski afterwards and having a nice cigar.
Then on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, we're on to Cincinnati. But here's a question for you guys. Ketchup or mustard?
Ketchup.
On?
Anything. I'm a ketchup guy. I don't like mustard.
No?
I eat ketchup on a lot more than other people do. So
I won't eat mustard without ketchup, but I can eat ketchup by itself.
I'll
eat mustard with ketchup, but
what's the weirdest thing you guys put ketchup on?
Green beans.
Green beans?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like out of the can or like frozen green beans?
Any green beans that you eat. Unless they're like fresh out of the garden where they're not cooked, I'll just eat them. But if you cook them, there's ketchup going.
If you cook them, I'll eat them. Well, you Brooks.
Steak, maybe?
Oh.
I do that too, but that's not weird to me.
That's really weird.
Like, that's the weirdest thing I can think of.
You guys are having some piss poor steaks if you're slathering them in ketchup.
Adds
to the flavor.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
You're such a fucking 30-year-old. It's all 30.
I'm almost 30. I'm 29. I'm 29 and a half right now.
It's all downhill after 30.
It is all downhill. What's your guys' collective biggest regret in pro wrestling?
Not
starting younger? You started at 20?
20, 21. I was over 21.
Okay.
I just wish I would have started, like, I wish I would have got back into wrestling earlier in life, and I wish that I would have started wrestling, like, at the end of high school or when Adam did.
Okay.
Because there was this weird period of time, like, after high school, my first couple years of college. Or like, I wish I would.
Your first couple out of eight that you attended UW Stevens Point?
Six.
Go Hokies.
I just wish that I started a little younger. Because I felt like I was behind the curve. Because I started training with Adam here, and he's not even graduated high school yet.
What about you, Brandon? What's your biggest regret in pro wrestling?
Actually, my biggest regret is doing too many shows and missing out on some family stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Like early on or in general?
I guess. Just throughout the years, there's one that stands out in particular. I wrestled on Father's Day, and that just sucked. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, because you're pretty close with your family. You got a good family.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm starting to realize that it's okay to say no to bookings now. Like, I just canceled on one. I didn't cancel. I turned it down.
Sure.
For because I had a wedding to go to that day. I think probably 2 years ago, I would have felt obligated to say yes to the booking. So,
who's getting married?
Stacy Shadows and James Brown.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah. You standing up in it, or are you just going to sit the whole time?
I'm just going to sit the whole time and get wasted.
Get wasted.
Yep.
Fair enough. Brooksy over here checking his Facebook, because apparently this interview is just not interesting.
I'm just really doing that out of habit. I don't know. I was listening.
All right. So, yeah, what else is going on, boys? What do you want to dive into? What are you into right now for pro wrestling? You watching a lot of wrestling these days, or what's going on?
No, I don't watch it at all.
No?
Last night I was at NXT, like I said, and I probably knew three guys on the card.
And those were?
Bobby Roode, Johnny Wrestling, and Drew McIntyre.
Okay. Fair enough.
I try and keep up with the current product.
The current product?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like the mainstream WWE stuff. It's hard not to. You almost have to try not to keep up with it and what's going on.
Speaking of mainstream stuff, there's rumors about your boys Punk coming back.
I mean, it's going to happen sooner or later.
I'm actually trying to run my own show and get him on.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I got a good way I could bribe him into doing it, so.
Worst part is you're not even kidding about that.
No,
you actually think that you can
do it. Yeah. Do you want to divulge your...
I don't want to divulge my secret.
Your secret?
Yeah.
Secrets?
Colin knows the secret.
It's an empty threat.
It's an empty threat.
I wish I could. I can't wait till I'm on an inside joke. That's something. The three of us share a beautiful and glorious love for one of the best shows ever, The Office.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was really fun was 2 years ago when Brandon got into The Office randomly, and he was watching all these episodes maybe 10, 13 years after the fact, and you would like text me randomly like, holy shit, Jim just laid it all on the line for Pam. Yeah. What's gonna happen? Like, I don't know. Like, is she gonna end up with Roy? And then like a little bit later, like, oh my god, they broke it off. And
the
just...
first time Brandon went through the office, that was a fun time for the group chat.
Yes, yes, I agree.
Was a very fun journey.
Well, you bring up the group chat. We're a couple of elite iPhone group chatters. Yeah. Who knows, Bod Squad. Who came up with the Bod Squad name?
It wasn't me.
I think Jordan did. Yeah, because there was that period of time where all three of us would just change the group name whenever we felt like it was necessary, yeah. And then Bod Squad just stuck.
Yeah.
And we've been called all that ever since.
I've never known how the Bod Squad name came about, and I like it that way, that I have no idea how it started.
I mean, we're all pretty big ab guys, you know. Like you got your 6-pack, you got your 4-pack. I got my 8-pack. It's not a big deal.
That's a good point.
Brandon, I remember when you Bod Squad blasted me in public.
Yeah,
I was like, you got me blasting Bod Squad. Yeah. All of a sudden,
I remember that. That was at Bob Louie's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What was that, like a year, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
You
used to like when I would brother bomb people. That was a thing.
Oh yeah, well, I love a lot of your bits because you're just such a young person.
You're a sketch comedy guy.
And it just shocks me and it awes me. Just whenever you brother bomb, or whenever you dance on girls at bars, and you know, that's always a good time. When I hear your
fucking
stories,
he does tend to whip things out of nowhere. Like he'll surprise you for sure.
I'll see these videos of you dancing in lacrosse bars.
Oh, that was the best.
Let's just put that was for one. Okay. There was no physical contact made. There was a clear gap between us.
Clear gap.
It was a mamba lion.
And two, that was like a year ago. I just don't want my girlfriend to hear this. I'm thinking this was last week.
Yeah, do you think she's going to be a big fan of this piece of shit podcast?
I don't know. Sometimes I make her listen to shit and she'll just do it because I'm the boss, so.
That didn't sound like that too earlier when you were saying, oh, you were scared that, you know, you wouldn't want her thinking something. It sounded pretty beta on your part.
Yeah.
Brooks, any lady folk in your life right now?
Nothing really.
Yeah, there's a girl actually from lacrosse who's coming tonight.
Josie?
No, she's not.
You told me she was.
No, I didn't.
What makes you lie?
No, I didn't.
What makes you lie?
Is she going to come to the show after at least? She comes, or?
I've got no female in my life that I'm committed to at the moment.
How's that make you feel?
And I don't want to give any potential females any free publicity here. What are you doing, Clark? I want to keep that shit under wraps.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, he is single, not really ready to mingle, because he's kind of mingling with someone right now.
Oof.
I mean, I can mingle.
Who we met at a bar that we wrestled at.
Why are you trying to, like, publicly take me off the market here?
Because you got
No women listen to this piece of shit podcast. This is the worst. Despite this being the 300th episode, this is the worst podcast of all time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, we're recording this in a Jeep in the back corner of the parking lot, so...
Sure.
I just banged back here too. So, Jesus Christ.
All right. Yeah. Any closing ideas, boys? Like, what's on the horizon for both of you? What's
Flint, Michigan Mega Bowl.
Just keep getting better one match at a time.
Shut up.
Listen to Colin over here trying to talk about wrestling. On this wrestling podcast,
you hated my one with what was it, Steve or Corey, where I did where I didn't talk a ton about wrestling. You're like,
yeah,
if I listen to a wrestling podcast, I expect to hear a lot about wrestling.
If I want
to
hear inside Jordy jokes, I would just like text you.
You're in on an inside Jordy joke. Fucking deer paws. What are you laughing about? You couldn't count your own push-ups.
Yeah, you thought I was a retard.
Okay.
I did too.
Okay. Say the word to end the word, my friend. I didn't think you were retarded. That's what you call your friend when they're being retarded. Okay?
Yeah, you'll call someone a retard who actually is retarded.
You were counting, we were doing push-ups at chains, and you guys had to do like, what was it, like 20 or some shit like that, or it didn't really matter. And I said, how many are you at? And you said, you weren't counting them? I said, no, why would I count your own push-ups? And then Shane goes, like, I guess you're at zero. And you start over with Lightfoot, Lech. Alex Lichfuss.
I don't think you guys... Truth Mill.
Uh-huh.
You guys didn't think I was going to last.
I did not think you were going to last. Because you're just, like, so young and kind of dopey. Not in a bad way, but just because you're young and you're, you know, it's kind of an adult's world. And I didn't... You proved me wrong, though. I didn't think old Deerpaws here was going to last, but he did.
I think as far as pro wrestling goes, you can be any age as long as you have a means of transportation
if you had a restart, would you have started as young as you did again, or would you start younger or older?
I'd probably do it the same because I got to.
I'd have been bumping out of the womb.
I got to enjoy a couple of years of high school as a normal kid, and then my junior year is when I started training. So I got to enjoy. I don't know, high school, when you didn't want to do something for wrestling, high school was always a good excuse not to do it.
Sure.
Same with college right now. It's like, man, I don't really want to go to training camp tonight, so I'm going to say I have an exam tomorrow, even though I don't have any classes at all. I just don't want to do something.
Well, plus it's July. Probably not a ton of classes going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah. That was just a general thing. I didn't mean this fucking.
Why? You don't have to take such offense to it. Man,
you don't have to take it so literal.
Clark's
on the hot seat over here.
Brandon Grace is burning.
This is what I'm burning about today.
Mount Rushmore of Stadium Mania. Go.
That was funny. Weirdest dad you've kissed.
Weirdest dad. I remember one day I kissed a guy and a girl at the same time. It was my parents, but that's besides the point. I was very young, a little too young, I'd say. I was one. But, I mean, it's all right. Colin, you got any closing statements on this bad boy, this piece of shit podcast?
I don't know what kind of closing statement I could put on this.
Look back on the annals of history. There's going to be three things they're talking about.
Yep.
The invention of the submarine.
Yep.
Discovery of fire.
Uh-huh.
And Stadium Mania 4.
What's the one rule you got there?
ELE.
Okay.
Everybody love
everybody. Alright. I think we'll close out on that one. Thanks, boys.
It's not about the shoes. It's about knowing where you're going. Not forgetting where you started. It's about having the courage to fail. Not breaking when you're broken, taking everything you've been given and making something better. It's about work before glory and what's inside of you. It's doing what they say you can't. It's not about the shoes. It's about what you do in them. It's about being who you were born to be.
All right, well, there you have it. That was the interview recorded in Colin Brooks' SUV. Hope you sat around for it. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you know you got a little more perspective on two guys who, I find it strange sometimes that two of my closer friends, I guess not only in wrestling but in life, is Colin Brooks and Adam Grace, Brandon Clark. Two younger guys who you wouldn't think I would necessarily have a ton in common but it's our love of Office. It's our love of, I guess, wrestling. It's our love of just joking around that ties us. So, with that, we are going to go into what I have left for shows for the month. August has been a great month. I have one show left, tentatively. It is NFW, National Federation of Wrestling, presents Annihilation this Friday night at the Elks Club in Rice Lake. Highly recommend if you are in the Eau Claire area, Bloomer area, I suppose, Chippewa Falls. Check that one out. Elks Club is a very special venue to me. It's one of my favorite places to wrestle. The energy there is just really, really cool because it's an Elks Club. and it's just cool. It's a cool building. So check it out. Show should start about 7:30. Check that one out if you're in the area. As always, if you think I should be wrestling for your favorite company, wrestling in your town, you can have someone hit me up or you can hit me up on my Gmail account, bookgeorgielee@gmail.com. If you want to hit me up via the Twitter, it is @OHJORDZ, OHJORDZ. Instagram, if you want to see weird pictures of me and my friends posing in poetic poses, Instagram is the same as the Twitter, OHJORDZ. My Facebook, my wrestling page is Gorgeous Geordie Lee. If I know you in real life, if I see your face, and you look at my face, I smile, and you wink back at me, I might just add you on my personal Facebook. will not divulge that because there's a bunch of creeps out there. In any event, that is the best way to reach me, guys. I'm not going to give you my Snapchat because there's nothing interesting going on in that. Hope you sat through it. I do apologize for the lag in episodes. I'm hoping to get back rocking and rolling recording. If there's people that you think that you'd want to be on my episode, on my podcast, I'm the worst podcast host ever. If there's people you think should be on the podcast, let me know. Obviously, be realistic, and don't be a dick about it. So, man, I hope people are still listening. I hope Riley doesn't cancel the show. Riley, I know you're editing this right now. Please don't cancel the show. With that, guys, it's been a blast. I have to take a shower. Peace.